A sermon by Reverend Richard A. Rem, preached at Christ Community Church in Spring Lake, Michigan, on September 10, 1989, entitled, Ministry is a Many-Splendored Thing. The scripture reading is 1 Peter 2, verses 1 through 10. The texts for the sermon are 1 Peter 2, verse 5, and chapter 4, verses 10 through 11. Copyright Grand Valley State University.
Stand on the threshold of a new program year, a year that promises to be our finest. And I hope that today will give you just a taste of the wonderful things that are afforded us as the people of God. As I page through the fall booklet, as I walk through this facility, I have the sense of being a great right white father that's very proud of this family, these children. I'm so proud of a team, those up here and those out there who make this kind of community program possible. I'm so proud of the marvelous lay leadership that can put together something like today and the ongoing program. And I'm really so proud of all of you that make this kind of community possible. You go a long ways to find a community more gifted, with a broader spectrum of opportunity for growth and development ministry. It is a wonderful and exciting place, and I'm very proud. And I think that pride is well grounded, but about the moment I began to feel that, I also see a caution light go on, and I recognize that in my role, I could become the chief promoter, the chief drum beater of the busiest place in town. And I have to remember that this is the Church of Jesus Christ. It's not a carnival. And while I rejoice and genuinely enjoy the festivity and the hoopla of a day like this, I know that all of this is not an end in itself. It is simply a means to getting your attention, to seeing what is possible and what is available, so that the true end of the church might be realized. That being your own getting in touch with God, that is, with the source of reality, with the very vital center of life, being in touch with God, being in touch with yourself, and coming into the experience of a full and rich humanness. The development of the potential that is yours, the realization of all that God intended you to be, living life in touch with God, enjoying life, celebrating life, living as though indeed it were true that this is our Father's world. So the caution light tells me, don't simply become a promoter and the chief drum beater, but bring some focus to this morning, in order that in the midst of all the festivity, we might recognize what we really are about. And that is being the stewards of the household of God, being built into a spiritual temple to the Lord, being the dispensers of the manifold grace of God, all to the glory of God through Jesus Christ. As I thought about this morning, I was delighted finally to find the Word of God that I felt gave expression to what we're really about. And the first letter of Peter supplied the tip-off. And from the passage that was read in your hearing, along with another verse from the fourth chapter, I want to suggest to you this morning that what we are about is enabling you to be tuned in so that you might be turned on. To be tuned in. A colloquialism which comes, I suppose, from the age of radio, where you turn on the set and you flip the dial or you punch the digital selector until you find that station, that clear channel, in which you can hear the Word, in which you can appreciate the music. You move it until there's a crisp clarity to the message or the music, and you are tuned in. The Christian life is about being tuned in to God. It is not about a frenzy of activity. It is not a breathless, panicky search for the newest class and the latest seminar. It is not to be signed up on the multiple lists that are available to you this morning. All of that is so good, so positive, so rich. All of that embraces you in your totality, body and soul, and it embraces the whole world. It's such a wonderfully balanced, broad program, not a narrow, cribbed little exercise in piety or religion, but here in this community, you are invited to live fully and richly in the whole spectrum of human experience and the whole broad range of the manifold grace of God and ministry. But all that's provided is simply the scaffolding. It's a means to an end, not an end in itself. Far more important than to have 500 people sign up for 50 seminars would be to have a handful of people who, through the opportunities available, would find themselves tuned in to God, tuned in to that inexhaustible source of life and reality that keeps the planets in their orbits and gives us the breath that we breathe. Here and there, now and again, someone tuning in. When I come to this point, I feel that helplessness, that impotence that every servant of God must feel. For it is not in me, not in this excellent team that surrounds me, to turn the switch, to trigger the lever that will move you into God and create that quiet space out of which you can live a truly human existence. All we can do is build the scaffolding. All we can do is provide the receivers and the equalizers and the mixers and the tape decks and all of the external properties. But it's all so that some way, somehow, sometime, you might be tuned in. Some of you are not tuned in. You're sort of dead while you're alive. We love you anyway. Some of you would be scared to death to plunge in. I can understand that. Some of you have a history in the church where you have been abused by being used and used and used again, and you're so burned out that you really say no thank you. I can understand that too. Wherever you are, it's okay. But we want you to know that we have some wonderful things available for you so that you might be tuned in, not to an institution, not to a frantic schedule of classes and seminars and mission projects, so that you might be tuned into God and know the richness of living in the Spirit, in the flow of the Spirit. And that, of course, is not all there is to it, but it is the invitation. Peter says, like newborn infants, you must crave the pure milk so that you may thrive upon it to your soul's health. Isn't that nice? That's where it is. Your soul's health. The fullness of your human experience. Because he says we should let ourselves be built as living stones into a spiritual temple to become a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. We are the body of Christ. We are the people of God. We are a priesthood. And being a priesthood, we mediate grace to each other and become the agents of grace in the world. And that's the end of it all. You get tuned in and you get turned on. What turns you on? Don't answer that. But let me suggest that when you get tuned in, you do get turned on. You come alive. Once again, it always makes me feel so helpless, sometimes almost useless, because it is not within me to turn you on, make you come alive. But I see it happen. I see it happen here and there. Suddenly, someone is radiant. Suddenly, there's a fire glowing. There's an energy. Someone has been tuned in and consequently is turned on. And out of that life flows richness. The life itself is rich, and the overflow is the flow of grace to all of those around. You know people in whose presence you can feel the energy and the touch of grace? Peter says it beautifully in the 4th chapter and the 10th verse. Whatever gift each of you may have received, use it in service to one another, like good stewards dispensing the grace of God in its varied forms. When I read those words, I thought, thank God there's opportunities 89. All of you are gifted. Bring the gift to the common good, whatever the gift may be. And like a good steward, that is, the person who is over the house, the person who has oversight or is in supervision, stewards, stewardship, that's a great biblical concept. As good stewards, dispensing the grace of God in all its varied forms. dispensers of grace. Our world is full of dispensers. Dispensers of everything. The world is one big dispenser with all of the commodities that are available for a push or a squeeze or a tug. But the people of God are the dispensers of grace. Dispensers of God's grace in all of its varied forms. The multiplicity, the manifold splendor of the grace that flows from the inexhaustible life of God. You and I, once we get tuned in, are then spontaneously turned on. And we become the dispensers of grace. There's a kind of enthusiasm that's evident in our lives. The word enthusiasm from the Greek, entheo, in God. A life that's tuned in is a life that is inspired, breathed in by God, the source of all life. And that makes a difference. We walk through the world, drunk with grace, dispensing grace, making a difference. So, dear friends, whatever your gift may be, walking in a crop walk, or as John listed it so meaningfully in the prayer, whatever you do, do it all, as Peter said, to the glory of God through Jesus Christ. I pray that here and there, now and again, throughout the year before us, there will be those of us who will be tuned in and turned on, all to the glory of God. Let us bring our morning offering in response to God's manifold grace.